local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three. It's not hour number one. It's not hour number two. You heard me right, boy or girl. It's hour number three.
That's where right. Did this time go?
I know. The time really has been flying. That is, I mean, y'all may not notice, but yeah, Chris and I were talking about that. The time really does fly because we catch a rhythm pretty quick. And I honestly,
hopefully.
I think it's a matter of, I mean, we had a call-in interview in hour one. We had a call-in interview in hour two. We had Bobby. He's been giving us updates. I'm assuming he's going to give us at least one or two this hour. I'll get clarification on that. But yeah, so there's been a lot going on, and when you're balancing all that stuff, it is pretty easy to just lose track of time. But anywho, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Let's see.
We are live.
Yes, we are. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get this started right away with our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/banking for business.
Look at that headline. Obama's support, they called it a Trump fest last night.
Right.
Bashing Donald Trump. Don't they realize they're giving the other party a lot of exposure?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Who is pulling the strings up there?
I have no clue.
I mean, seriously, they have yet to talk about their platform. Well, what are you going to do in 4 years?
Well, you know what? And they may not be talking about their platform, but what I'm talking about is this Gulf Breeze Parkway situation, Chris. We've been touching on this a long time.
That's why I'm shooting Garcon going home.
Yeah. If you are traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Grand Point subdivision entrance, we do have some very heavy backups there still from an accident report that's probably just over an hour old. We have also gotten word that it is from a collision between a pickup and a sedan.
Who won?
If I had to guess the pickup, I mean,
that's what I said.
They're built pretty tough, but no, in all seriousness, very heavy congestion over there. Also, still have some lingering on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. That's got you backed up to the Circle K. There was an accident report there even before the Gulf Breeze one this evening that's still causing some major congestion. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads holding you up at this time.
You know, I drove, I had a chance to drive on the island. I think it was last week or so. I was cruising down Via de Luna. Interesting, all of those monster houses they have over there.
Oh, yeah.
I had not, and what I'm getting at, yes, there is some madness to my comments here. You know, when you're driving down roads and things are kind of changing, like that building, there used to be a building there or whatever. Have you been through the intersection of Davis Highway and Brent Lane recently?
Not recently, but...
If you remember, there used to be a Checkers hamburger place right there on the corner.
Okay.
Remember that? Not there anymore. Mm. Guess what? Let me see. In Gulf Breeze, you have all kind of hamburger places. You got all kind of Mexican places. You got all kind of places, except for one thing, they have a lot of 5-minute oil changes in Gulf Breeze.
Oh, take five?
You know, those type things, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called,
well,
right?
Well, so Checker's gone. Enter, take five oil change. Why not? Yeah. Motorists entering that business using Brent Lane, second access road leading out of that business onto North Davis Highway. Changes have come to that intersection.
Well, you know, honestly, when you first started talking about Checkers, I was like, what does this have to do with traffic? But then you saved it with the take five. That was a good segue there.
That was a lucky segue there.
The stars aligned. Let's see what's going on with the weather here with WEAR's Alan Strum. Alan, what's it looking like, my man?
It will be another nice night with overnight lows dropping down between 70 and 75 degrees. All clear in the skies, but the weather changes back on Thursday. The humidity returns to the area, and we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Our rain chance Thursday runs at about 60%, so look for some scattered thunderstorms in the area, especially during the afternoon hours. High temp near 90 degrees. Jumping ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, let me preface that by saying we're talking north of the 10 freeway for these the percentage of rain he's talking about.
Yes, yes.
So I always look here. We have two forecasts in Pensacola. We have the forecast south of the bay and forecast north of the 10 freeway. Got two different, geographically, it's a total different mismatch. Because I know if it's raining, say, for instance, up in Cantonment or whatever, Gulf Breeze, probably sunny. The island's probably sunny. So you have to take into account the two, that the bay does something. It does something to the weather pattern, but it does change it up. So I just wanted to add that in there. He's talking about 40% chance of showers or so. Pretty much put your dollar bills on the north of the 10 freeway affected areas. So,
No, that's a very important distinction to make. Just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We've been talking a lot about the DNC. That's not going to change, at least not until perhaps Friday.
Perhaps in 4 years.
Right, that too, depending on the results. So we'll touch on that a bit more and maybe get a bit of an update on Bobby Rossi. I'll see where we're standing with that. But either way, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:24 here. Before we get another quick check of the roads and weather, just want to touch on some of these top stories that have been going on. So, of course, it's been all about the DNC. We will hear from Bobby Rossi. Should send a clip in probably in about 15 minutes, I'd say. We'll hear that. But as far as just some of the lingering headlines here, day three of the DNC in Chicago, of course, has Tim Walz officially accepting the Democratic nomination for vice president tonight. We also have former President Bill Clinton, Pete Buttigieg, Nancy Pelosi. We've got all kinds of people, very stacked lineup day after day. You know, we were talking earlier about, okay, what is like, how much good, how much bad? We had Bobby drop in on a phone call and we asked him, do you think this is doing more good for Kamala Harris and her campaign and the Democratic Party and their representation, or is it doing more bad for them? And I will say this, regardless of what you think the answer is, that is that one part right there is indisputable. They are bringing out the big guns. Any noteworthy Democratic politician, especially of the last 30 years, has been showing out. Let's see. We also have, along with all these big Democratic names, we got a lot of chippiness with the protesters. Yeah, that's not very good. Violent riot broke out last night. More than 70 people arrested. Crews added new fencing around the side of the DNC today. It involved pro-Palestinian protesters, of course, walking into a large group of police officers. And it was around the Israeli consulate. They burned American and Israeli flags. And there was, of course, a counter protest with pro-Israel supporters, which, I mean, regardless of how you feel about this conflict, when you got two groups of protesters, and they're clashing, that's worse than any one protester group can be. So that's just very, very unfortunate news there. But Bobby is doing all right. He has been able to talk to us. We've been, you know, like 1% joking about it, 99% genuine, like, hey, thank goodness they're all right. There's a lot going on here with Bobby and Andrew up in Chicago. But they're still doing good in case you were concerned, because don't worry, we Chris and I have been as well. All righty, just past 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads here. Still have some pretty heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling westbound. This is going to be towards the entrance of the Grand Point subdivision. We were told that there was some pretty heavy damage done to the vehicles involved here. It was between a truck and a sedan. So we do have some pretty heavy backups there still. Also on Highway 90, here's some good news for you. If you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, we had a lot of backups lingering there because of an accident report, but that has completely cleared out just about. So that's a great update for this traffic and weather. Not only that, but outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads that's going to be holding you up at this time. It's just that Gulf Breeze Parkway spot near Grand Point Subdivision. As for the weather, we've got Alan Strum on that. If I can pull him up here, that would make me look like I know what I'm doing. Alan, how is the weather, my friend?
It will be another nice night with overnight lows dropping down between 70 and 75 degrees. All clear in the skies, but the weather changes back on Thursday. The humidity returns to the area and we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Our rain chance Thursday runs at about 60%, so look for some scattered thunderstorms in the area, especially during the afternoon hours. High temp near 90 degrees. Jumping ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty. So Chris, you were just telling me something just now. Did you want to share
that? Very exciting news here. Jeff Hunt, I mentioned it to you just to, I think it was during the first hour.
Yes.
Jeff, a big sailor in the local area here. He's all over the America's the American Magic team.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing here. We're going to go to Jeff tomorrow, 5:35. They're actually, the race is 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in Barcelona. The American Magic is racing down there. And what they're going to do is they're going to record that. And then they're meeting at the Pensacola Beach Yacht Club. And they're playing the race back for all the members and all. So we're going to tap in right in the middle of their race at 5:35 tomorrow afternoon. Jeff Hunt will be on air with us talking about the local Pensacola scene in terms of American Magic, what their plans are. He deals with these people close. Listen, this is the closest guy we're going to get to the real information.
Right.
So tomorrow we're going to talk American Magic, the America's Cup, Louis Vuitton preliminary regatta getting underway off the coast of Barcelona. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, they'll be at the playing it back at the Yacht Club, Pensacola Beach Yacht Club, during that time. So Jeff will join us at 5:35, talk about the race, the regatta, and what it means for the American Magic to be in Pensacola. You know, they're building those new headquarters down at the port.
Yes.
So they're coming in, and they've got that new boat, the AC-75. You've seen it on a lot of the video B-rolls we've been rolling today.
Right.
Jeff will be in tomorrow, 5:35. We'll talk about that new AC-75 and what's going on with the American Magic racing team.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I just got him. I mean, it's so hard to
catch this guy. Just on the phone. Yeah.
And so he just confirmed that with us.
All right, very good news there. Right before the Fox News break here, we'll give you a quick rundown of some MLB scores for you, starting with our local representation, or at least as close as we'll get to local. The Diamondbacks beating the Marlins 3-2 in the top of the third right now. We also have the Phillies and Braves just getting underway in the bottom of the first. They are still tied at 0. And we have the Rays visiting the Athletics at 8:40 tonight. Other notable games include we have the Guardians and Yankees, two of the top teams, not just in their league, but also in the entire MLB. The Yankees have a 2-0 lead there. That's on Prime Video. That game currently in the bottom of the second. And we also have another game coming on tonight that's going to be, let's see, where was it? I just had it. My goodness. There it is. Brewers at Cardinals. Brewers are one of the top five teams in the NL, I believe. And that game gets underway on FS1 in about 15 minutes, so that's a big one as well.
You're a big baseball guy, aren't you?
Kind of. I like the Guardians, and they're doing good, so I'm a big one right now.
That's a hard name to go to. Where's the Indians at?
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, gets his turn at the Democratic National Convention tonight. Fox's Peter Ducey has a preview.
Recent polling shows that Americans just don't know enough about him to form an opinion yet. So tonight is going to be a big moment to introduce himself. Very, very little talk of policy specifics tonight. We are told by a Harris confidant that could be coming as early as tomorrow.
Former President Donald Trump holds his first outdoor rally since last month's assassination attempt, speaking in North Carolina today. Fox's Grady Trimble is in Asheboro.
There was bulletproof glass in front of and behind the podium where both he and Senator J.D. Vance spoke. I actually had a chance to speak with the former president after the event. He seemed in good spirits, didn't seem fazed by being back to outdoor rallies.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. An interest rate cut is likely next month as minutes for the July meeting of the Federal Reserve were released today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is expected to give the latest update on the bank's strategy Friday at the summer retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mortgage rates fell for the third week straight last week, but the rush to refinance took a break. Applications to refinance a home loan dropped 15% week over week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the Dow up 55 points, the S&P 500 gaining 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 102. It's that time of year again. Starbucks' popular pumpkin spice latte is returning to stores nationwide this Thursday. Shares of Starbucks currently up slightly in after-hours trading. U.S. oil futures for September crude delivery were down 1.6% to under $72 a barrel. That's your
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute. I was thinking about the best current wide receivers in the NFL. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyreek Hill. But the difference between Tyreek Hill and those other four guys is I also think he's a top five wide receiver of all time. Not quite Randy Moss, not quite Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, or Jerry Rice, but he makes the list. I'm Sean Levine.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi.
What do they have in common?
They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now it's the Democrats' turn.
I will be laser focused on creating opportunities for the middle class.
Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now. Report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather to start out this bottom of the hour segment. Let's see what we got here. It's the same spot that's been giving us trouble. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, this is going to be approaching the entry point of the Grand Point subdivision. We still have very heavy backups from a nasty accident there and multi-vehicle collision between a pickup truck and sedan. Did get some details on the condition of one of the vehicles. I think there was talks about the hood was off and there was like a fender missing. So just very, very severe situation there. Outside of that, though, if you do want some good news to tack on to this update, there doesn't appear to be too much going on outside of that as far as the roads are concerned. As for the weather, we have been turning to WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum, and he's got a little bit of something to say. Alan, what's the scene?
It will be another nice night with overnight lows dropping down between 70 and 75 degrees. All clear in the skies, but the weather changes back on Thursday. The humidity returns to the area and we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Our rain chance Thursday runs at about 60%, so look for some scattered thunderstorms in the area, especially during the afternoon hours. High temp near 90 degrees. Jumping ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Alrighty, so I had reached out to Bobby Rossi earlier, seeing if I can get an update from him for around this time. And the last I heard from him, he did say he was still eating. So
crickets.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Chris has made a couple jokes, but they're starting to not sound like jokes. Bobby's just, you know, good for him, though. We've heard about these riots. We've heard about the security detail that has been. He's enjoying himself in Chicago. We've got to appreciate a glass half full kind of guy. But don't worry. We've still got a lot to talk about with the DNC. But before we get into that, just want to tackle this subject matter again. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, if you are not aware, he had recently said, it was at the beginning of this week, okay, I got two options. I can keep running or I can drop out and endorse Trump. He gave reasons as to why those were his options. He's a weird guy, so I'm sure they didn't make too much sense to the average person. But either way, he went with the second option. He will reportedly drop out of the 2024 race and support Trump. He says he will address America on Friday about what he calls the present historical moment and his path forward. The independent candidate has failed to gain traction in his campaign, of course, and was struggling to get on the ballot. He's going to give a speech from Phoenix, Arizona, where perhaps coincidentally, Trump will also be holding a rally in nearby Glendale. Potential collaboration? Oh, my gosh. What do you think, Chris?
Conspiracy theory there, Austin.
I think RFK would appreciate that.
I got to watch you over there. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Absolutely. If anyone's going to get behind a good conspiracy, it's going to be RFK Jr.
640 News Radio 92.3. It is just kind of a really still warm afternoon. 92 at the Pensacola Beach Safety Building, 91 Shoreline Park over in Gulf Breeze, 91 at Bruce Beach along Main Street, along with the Portland Loo. Have you seen the Portland Loos yet?
Not
the
recently.
The new bathrooms is what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's what you're talking DC. About? I thought you were talking about the area,
in particular? DC raved about these things when we first did the first phase opening of Bruce Beach. Getting ready to do phase two now.
Okay.
Great. Have you been down to Bruce Beach?
No.
Go. It's really something. And when I talk about the Portland Loo, I'm talking about these Buck Rogers themed and space theory bathrooms. The Portland Loo. Very interesting. A lot of folks talk about that in terms of what's going on out there. Anyway.
Oh, that's awesome. Getting back to the DNC here, we were talking about the riots. So what?
We have digressed to talk about bathrooms.
I was about to say, are you also? I was about to say, are you also noticing the very strange, bizarre segue from bathrooms to rioters?
That didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it didn't. But reports say it also.
But I wanted to get it in.
Yeah, no.
I had it on my run sheet all day long, talking about what's going on down at Bruce Beach. I'm a big fan of that area.
No. That's no problem. Because, I mean, as I said, we were looking for the audio clip from Bobby. But, you know, if we didn't have it, we were prepared to take up some time here. So that's no problem at all. Let the people know. But yes, more than 70 people were arrested outside of the DNC during or following last night's violent protest, as they call it. I think the cool kids just call it riot. Crews have since added new fencing around the site of the DNC, of course. Pro-Palestinian protesters walked into a large group of police officers last night. I don't know how far away this was from United Center, but it had to have been pretty far away.
It was downtown.
Yes. They rallied outside the Israeli consulate. That's it. They burned American and Israeli flags, and there was also a counter-protest with pro-Israel supporters.
Thinking about maneuvering Pensacola streets in September? Thinking about that?
I'd prefer to think about that other than what's happening in the downtown Chicago streets
right
now. I
will tell you this to be prepared, because maneuvering Pensacola streets just might become a real problem. Starting in September, the city of Pensacola is going to launch a brand new repaving project. This is very interesting. Up to $1 million is projected to be spent per fiscal year in city street upgrades. And Lord knows some of those streets need it. This all depends, of course, on funding availability. I love that caveat they put on. This all depends on funding availability. Attention will be given to the southwest section of the city first, and then the northeast.
Right.
They did a big study on this thing in terms of like, okay, where's the worst areas? So it appears the southwest area. And I wonder how they determine the southwest area. Would that be maybe down by the Ore House in that community in that area down there?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, southwest section of Pensacola. That, just to be prepared, coming up, you might have to reroute yourself in some of the streets with all this construction getting ready to happen September 1. So.
Absolutely. And since we've kind of, I mentioned earlier some weird segues. Chris, have you ever heard of a fella named Theo Von?
No.
He is a comedian, and he has a podcast called This Past Weekend. And former President Trump was on there.
Really?
And they got to talking about cocaine.
Trump, really?
Trump asked Von.
Hey now.
This doesn't have the humorous thing that you would think. It's just nonetheless a bit odd because that's a collaboration you would never expect. Trump asked Von if the drug has a stronger up than alcohol and if it was too much to handle. Apparently, Von has shared his experience with cocaine in the past and has said that he no longer uses the drug. And Trump has talked about his brother's alcohol addiction and early death in 1981, saying that the death of Freddie is why he always abstains from alcohol. Now, I don't know. This was very weirdly worded, you know, obviously talking about the death of his brother and his alcohol addiction, obviously very sad news there. And he says, you know, why he abstains from alcohol. Of course. Right. Mm-hmm. Very, very understandable reason. I mean, I don't know. He could have just been asking about maybe some insight, you know, basically, you know, to see like the struggles of addiction to kind of get some insight on that. But the way it's worded, my morbid mind can't help but think like Trump was asking to try it. You know what I mean? Like, does it have a higher up? I'm stupid. But
it's
no,
kind of like
way.
The Gary Shandling voice there. Go, hey now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey now.
But that's the thing, though. When it comes to the Theo Von stuff, they're very. Weird headline, but I think it's a wholesome one to see Trump talking about something that's very upsetting, but, you know, very transparent. And especially with Theo Von, who, while, yeah, he's weird and he's funny and wacky, yada, yada, yada. He is someone who's been open about his own struggles and his own serious stuff. So that was an interesting collab, but an informative one, strangely enough.
Something's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. What is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Powerball. Powerball drawing.
I don't follow Powerball. That's why I didn't know.
20 million. 9.9 million cash option heading out the door. They do that. Do they do it just before 10 or a little bit after 10? Anyway, 10 o'clock or so is your target zone. So you still have time to buy those Powerball tickets.
Yes, absolutely.
If you go in that direction.
And to keep these this weird order of storylines going, we've got another quick check of the roads and weather for you, and then we're going to get that audio cut from Bobby. He just now sent it in. So, all right, just very quick check of the roads here. Your only problem is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's the only major thing going on right now if you're traveling westbound towards the Grand Point subdivision. Still very heavily backed up because of a collision that we had reported earlier this afternoon. And as for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, mostly cloudy with mostly clear skies tonight. Clouds are going to part a little bit with a low of 75. Tomorrow, we're going to have some thunderstorm chances, around 40% chance throughout the day, with a high of 91 and a low of 73. All righty. Just got this 6 o'clock recording here from Bobby. Let's see what we got.
I think the big surprise for tonight is looking at the speaker list is that Bill Clinton is fairly early in the night. He's around 8, I'd say 8:30, 8:15, 8:20, somewhere around there. He's before Speaker Pelosi. He is before Doug Emhoff's children. He's before a senator from New Mexico. He's before many, many individuals. I would have thought that Bill Clinton would have been the person, you know, maybe not leading right into Tim Walz, but definitely fairly close to the end of the night. And so that's kind of a surprise in looking at that. And Speaker Pelosi is early in the night as well. And so I'm wondering if this is a bit of a shift of leadership, of them kind of showing like, look, that's old guard. And old guard, I mean, remember Hillary was Monday night, and she was fairly early in the speech day as well. So it's kind of interesting to see a little bit of this shift in the Democratic Party for the DNC. So for News Radio 923, I'm Bobby Rossi.
Thank you.
Pretty darn good observation there, Bobby.
Did you hear that?
He was getting back to the food.
Well, no, that's the thing. It sounded like he got jumped. My goodness. Hey, what the heck?
Shoving the food away.
Well, yeah, that scared the heck out of me because I had turned up just to kind of gauge how the audio sounded. We've got our, you know, audition file here recording for the podcast, but I also wanted to gauge, like, okay, how loud does this sound? It's not too loud, right? And then I just hear that right at the end there. Anyway, but yeah, Chris, you and I were thinking, like, okay, but, you know, Bobby was mentioning the names, and it's like, oh, wait, there's Pelosi, too. But look at him. Bobby's a pro. He got on top of it and mentioned that Pelosi is going to be speaking as well tonight. And I mentioned this. I think it may have been when you were on the phone trying to get that interview for tomorrow. But we were talking about just how stacked of a lineup it is here. And we were debating, okay, how much of this is good for Kamala, whatever. But I mean, you gotta admit the DNC is bringing out the big guns. Really, any notable Democrat that's been prominent on the media scene for the last 30 years seems to be here.
They have to.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're right. You have to show the unity. You have to really turn heads. That is very much true.
Oh, brother. You know, they've changed. It just kind of befuddles me sometimes that they, for a while, they're calling the Trump team weird, stuff like that, you know?
Right.
Now they've changed their wording. Let me tell you what the new world is now. The new word is crazy. Mm. They've changed from weird to crazy. They flipped again. What can I say? You got to stay up on top of these things, and they're flipping it on me every day. There's a new definition of what they're calling the Trump team.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Look at this. Parents of Hamas hostages speak at the DNC.
I saw that.
Yeah, that is on our one of our screens here in the news studio right now. Yeah, parents of Hamas hostage speaking at the Democratic National Convention. And
is Kamala Harris digging herself into a hole?
Man, you know, just having that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think this is a very sobering and very very necessary demonstration. I don't want to get it twisted as if this is not the case. But when we're already dealing with pro-Palestinian protesters and we're already dealing with hate towards not just Kamala, but, you know, politicians in general, and she needs that unity and she needs that strong base and yada, yada, yada. Man, I don't know.
To be on the side of fair and balanced.
Right.
Where are the parents of Israeli hostages? Why aren't they speaking to the DNC?
Well, see, and that's the thing. I don't know.
Because Kamala pretty much snubbed her meeting with Netanyahu the other day. That was kind of a debacle. So I'm just saying in the terms and talking about being fair and balanced here.
Right. Just wanting to.
It seems one-sided. This whole doggone DNC thing has been one-sided.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. You need. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times.
Prove me wrong.
You need unity. And if you don't have it, you're not going to win.
Right.
All righty. 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. What's up, man?
I just think that people have lost sight here in this whole thing. They forget about October 7th, right. The massacre over there. I mean, how can you overlook that?
Well, that's the thing. You got people pointing fingers about what Hamas is doing. You got people pointing fingers about what Israel's doing. And it's like, look, no one's saying that we've got saints on either side here.
And if they wanted to move forward on that ceasefire, why did they just turn over six dead hostages?
It's just,
why are they killing them?
It's a disaster.
Why are they killing the hostages if they're trying to work out a ceasefire? That does not seem a good avenue to me.
No. Well, and that's the thing. You're absolutely right. It's not. We'll take a quick break when we return. One last quick check of the roads and weather to send you home on this Wednesday of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. And we may even touch a bit more on this Israel-Hamas situation as well. Stay tuned.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink, cause I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Typically, I'd cut the song sooner. But I was going to lead us in with traffic and weather anyway. We were knocking on the door of 655, but also I love that song. Anyway, let's see. Just one spot on the roads here giving us major issues, and that is Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling westbound towards the Grand Point subdivision. Got very heavy backups there pushing you past the Oriole Beach area. Very nasty collision earlier this afternoon still causing sit-still traffic there that reaches for a couple miles, it seems. As for the weather, just one last quick look here. 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, there's about a 40% chance of thunderstorms lingering around throughout the entire Thursday, but there's going to be a high of 91 and a low of 73. So still, when it comes to that heat, it seems like it's going to be relatively forgivable compared to what we've had in recent memory.
We're going to probably start seeing some of those temperatures drop, not dramatically, but we'll see a couple of degrees inching downward. You know, we had a great Tuesday election coverage night on News Radio 92.3. Not all communities in the state of Florida had such a good night.
Right.
And I'm speaking technically here. Statewide voting on Tuesday didn't go as planned for some Florida communities. Election supervisor websites crashed in multiple counties. Let me stop it right here. Not in Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. This has not happened here.
Right.
Counties after VR Systems. That's the company that supports the site, said they suffered a major meltdown. It appears logging was the issue. This gets technical, so stay with me here. Logging means the automatic recording of everything that happens on a website, such as who's using it and how, including which pages are viewed and what information is downloaded. many Floridians were forced to bypass the county election supervisors' websites and find the results wherever they could. Didn't happen here. Kudos going out to Tappy Villain over in Santa Rosa. And of course, Robert Bender here in Escambia, they kept the ship afloat. Right. Did a masterful job last night.
Yeah, and it was just a little while ago, DeSantis, I think he was criticizing Pennsylvania, I think it was, because they were talking about, oh, you know, it's going to take some time to get our votes out or whatever. And DeSantis even said, you know, hey, we're a much bigger state. We got a lot more to count, and we get them out tonight. Like, he took a lot of pride in how, you know, how efficient Florida is, and was saying there's no reason a lot of these smaller states can't do that, especially. Of course, I like to think that our counties are a part of that, strong reputation there. Looking at Fox News, we were previously touching on how there were parents of a Hamas hostage speaking at the DNC, and now we're seeing some of this lined up security with some protesters standing across from them. Headline reads, pro-Hamas protesters outside the DNC. Let's clarify, they're probably not right outside the DNC, good ways away.
And that's what you're seeing. You knuckleheads, they put these headlines up here that are totally, you know, sometimes
to distort the narrative.
Sometimes you see some of the rags in the paper here when there's a tropical storm out in the Atlantic or whatever.
Right.
These hurricane, you know, and you think it's coming tomorrow. It's so misleading. This is misleading. Pro-Hamas protesters outside the DNC. No, they're not outside the DNC.
Right.
They're downtown.
Well, and that's the thing. And a lot of, you know, a lot of news outlets will say in moments like these, they'll say, well, we're not lying because it is outside the DNC. We're just not saying how far outside. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, yeah, just because you're not bald-faced, full-on, 100% lying doesn't mean that you're not trying to control a narrative here. So, yeah, very poor wording there that I can only imagine was
misleading.
Intentional.
No, poor. Misleading wording.
Right.
I think on purpose a lot of times.
Okay, hold on. Is this DNC Day 3 Twisted Tim's Big Night? Is that a Trump nickname for Tim Walz? Or is that just something that somebody else came up with?
I'm not sure about that one. They're still saying they're still buzzing around about RFK Jr. joining forces with Trump.
Yeah.
We could find that out on Friday.
Yeah.
Interrupting your Friday night high school football games, college football games, baseball games.
All of it.
Who made that decision to make that announcement on a Friday night?
Well, if you're not, I don't know if RFK Jr. is a big sports guy, so he may not have considered it.
I'll tell you this, on Friday nights, the Hut Levels, homes using television for ratings research for television, right. Lowest on Friday nights.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a good
lowest night. Because everybody's out on Friday night.
But to be fair.
And I'm sitting in front of a television.
If he's already saying, I'm dropping out, he already wasn't getting on ballots, and he's already saying who he plans to endorse, then we really don't need to hear much of what he has to say, most likely.
We'll just have to wait and see, and we'll talk about it on News Radio 92.3. I guarantee that.
Speaking of which, you've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We will be right back with you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.